Next, in step two, we'll record any high-risk postures observed in the workstation. Remember that for each high-risk posture observed, we will then document the force, duration, and frequency of the posture. Beginning with the head, neck, eyes, we identify whether any out-of-neutral postures are present in this area. An advantage of using video is that when you review, you can position a protractor on the video screen and get an accurate measure of the posture angle. On review, we see the look down greater than 30 degrees posture and check the appropriate box. Notice that when we check this box, the force box is automatically checked below. Remember that force is determined by the load that's imposed on the particular body part by the task being performed. The force box is automatically selected when any of the head, neck, eyes, posture boxes are checked. This is to account for the weight of the head. We can see, following this entry, that the score field remains green with a score of 1. Next, we need to determine the duration of this posture. We notice the amount of static or sustained time is between 10 and 45 seconds, a medium duration. After checking this box, which indicates a score of 1 point, we see that the score field has changed to yellow as the score is updated to 2. Next, we need to record the frequency of this high-risk posture. The frequency is observed to be high, at greater than 5 times per minute. This adds 2 more points to our score, and we now see that the score field has turned red, with a total score of 4 for this section.